process for creating a surveillance plan. The surveillance plan and its objectives must be integrated into the facility's IPC program as a whole. The findings from any surveillance program will, in turn, inform future investigations and activities by the QAPI and risk assessment teams. For example, the IP should collaborate with the QAPI team to ensure that the surveillance program generates the information needed to implement meaningful performance improvements. Key point: an important prerequisite to developing a facility and population appropriate surveillance plan is for the IP to review the facility's risk assessments for the specific risks that have been identified as priorities. This will direct surveillance purpose, events to monitor, data to collect, etc. A surveillance plan is the set of protocols and guidelines that will direct surveillance activities. When designing a new surveillance plan or updating an existing one, an IP should follow a standardized framework to ensure that their plan fulfills the needs of their facility's infection prevention program. This framework includes the following key steps: select a methodology and purpose. Assess and define the population, residents, HCP, and/or visitors. Select events to monitor. Determine the time period. The observation period needs to be long enough to accumulate enough events for the measurement to be valid. Identify surveillance criteria, case definitions. Identify data to be collected. Determine methods of data analysis. Determine methods of data collection and management. Design an interpretive report. Identify the recipients of the report. Develop a written surveillance plan. Evaluate the surveillance plan. Each of these steps is discussed and referenced throughout this module, although not necessarily in order. Surveillance event examples. Surveillance plan components and evaluation. A written surveillance plan is an important component of any IPCP. The IP creates the plan, with input from members of their IDT, and it is then incorporated into the LTC facility's overall IPCP. Some organizations might also have it as a guidance document. With the plan documented in writing, the IP can keep stakeholders informed of activities, goals, and objectives. A written plan also helps communicate the decision-making rationale of the IP and their team and serves as a one-stop location for all information pertaining to surveillance activities, methodologies, data collection, case definitions, etc. After identifying the events to be monitored, the IP will need to create a proper, written surveillance plan. Surveillance plans often contain 8 components. Different facilities may use their own internal terminology and have a preferred format, digital, print, etc., but the 8 common components of a surveillance plan remain largely the same. Facility information. Basic information about the healthcare setting, including the services provided and populations served. It is useful to include information about the IP, example, contact details. Purpose, goals, and objectives. Identified based on the facility and ICRAs. Risk assessment results. Identified based on the facility and ICRAs. Events monitored and criteria used. Information about the events/infections that will be monitored and the criteria used to select them. Reasoning behind event selection. A brief explanation of and justification for the event selection. Methodology. A description of the methodology that the surveillance program is going to follow, including data collection methods. Applicable mandatory reporting requirements, local, state, federal, details and information on all local, state, and federal reporting requirements that are applicable to the events that will be monitored. It is useful to include contact details for recipients. Reports and recipients. Every surveillance program will generate multiple reports over its duration, from regular updates for key stakeholders to a final report at the end of the plan time frame. These reports, which will vary in length, depth, and frequency, will need to be disseminated to the relevant stakeholders. The surveillance plan should identify all stakeholders, individuals, and departments, and which reports each will receive and when. Reports should also be shared with the facility's Public Information Committee. The surveillance plan should be thought of as a living document. It will be updated throughout the surveillance process. Whenever a change of any kind is made, for example, to the case definition or the risk assessment, the IP should see that appropriate sections are updated as changes happen or new information arises. An important, recent development, which IPs should note and factor into their surveillance planning, is the increase in short-term admission to LTC facilities. it is becoming more common for older individuals to stay for short lengths of time at LTC facilities instead of enduring lengthy and costly stays in a hospital. These individuals are usually convalescing and rehabilitating post-procedure or event, for example, someone recovering after surgery or a short-term illness. This practice of hosting more short-term residents increases the risks posed by transfers, resident care needs, and use of antimicrobials and results in a more varied resident population. All of these make surveillance, in practice and planning, more complex and time-consuming. Surveillance plan evaluation. The surveillance plan should be periodically evaluated so that it continues to include the information needed to meet the healthcare facility's goals and objectives. At a minimum, the IP and their team should review the surveillance plan on a routine annual basis. However, it is likely that the plan will need to be revisited more frequently due to emerging and novel pathogenic threats. Due to the close relationship between a healthcare facility's risk assessment and its surveillance plan and activities, it is essential that the surveillance plan be reviewed whenever the IPC risk assessment is updated. Surveillance activities should be generating useful information and data, which, when acted on, should improve performance and outcomes. The program's structure and activities should be compared with current evidence-based practices and published recommendations and guidelines for surveillance programs in similar settings. Staying informed about any changes to national, regional, or local requirements is essential for the IP, and any changes in regulation should result in a review of the surveillance plan to ensure that it remains in compliance. When assessing the surveillance program, the IP and their team should ask the following questions. Does the plan incorporate all the elements of an effective surveillance program? Are data collected and collated by knowledgeable and qualified personnel? Is the program being used to monitor and improve outcomes and processes? Are the quality and accuracy of surveillance data periodically evaluated and validated? Is the surveillance methodology periodically evaluated and validated? Are appropriate statistical methods used when comparing data internally over time? Are appropriate statistical methods used when comparing data with external benchmarks? Have information technology and personnel resources been identified? Is information technology being used to collect, store, manage, and analyze data as much as possible? Identifying gaps in available resources is an important aspect of the surveillance plan/program evaluation process. Without the appropriate resources, a surveillance program can struggle to be effective and efficient. Once the IP has identified a gap in the available resources, they should assess why this gap exists and investigate potential remedies. For example, if there is not enough qualified staff available to participate in the surveillance team, then it may be necessary to arrange educational offerings for other interested HCP. Such a solution benefits not only the surveillance efforts by increasing the number of qualified contributors, but also provides personal development opportunities for HCP. A surveillance plan should be evaluated on its ability to achieve goals and objectives. Specifically, it should be evaluated to identify whether or not the program has demonstrated that it can detect infections, injuries, and other events in a timely manner. Identify trends signaling changes in the occurrence of an event. Detect epidemiologically significant organisms and diseases, outbreaks, and clusters of infection. Identify risk factors associated with infection or other adverse events. Provide an estimate of the magnitude of the event being monitored. Assess the effectiveness of prevention and control efforts. Lead to improved practices by healthcare providers and other HCP. The important thing to remember during an evaluation, whether of the surveillance plan or any other aspect of IPC, is to focus on actionable items that lead to improved outcomes. Surveillance plan evaluation checklist. When evaluating an existing surveillance plan, it is often helpful to use a simple checklist or other form, which, when made with spreadsheet software, can be adapted to suit the level of detail applicable to any identified changes that should be made to the plan. An example of a possible evaluation checklist is shown in Exhibit 4-2. Exhibit 4-2, Example Surveillance Plan Evaluation Form. Source: adapted from CDC materials.